Is something happening this week?
Something important? It's Rivalry Week.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers.
Let's all get naked. I'm sorry, that was too much. The Fan.
They would spend their lives draped in velvet if it were socially acceptable. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
We've arrived at Michigan Week. Ohio State has arrived unscathed. About a month into the season, I put the poll out. Are you ready to go all in on your Buckeyes? Are you ready to say that they're talented enough that they should go 12-0? The poll came back 60% yes, 40% no. There was still that hangover from the last couple years on, I just can't get all the way there yet. Will this team be able to avoid the clunker? Well, they have. And they've won every game by double digits or more. And now they go into their rivalry game feeling battle-tested after facing adversity against Penn State. And they're playing a Michigan team that's playing their best football of the year. So it sets up to be a very interesting game. We go to Dan Hope, who covers Ohio State for 411 Warriors. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Dan, welcome aboard. How you been?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. All right, let's talk about Penn State for a second. What is the one thing that maybe the overwhelming thought that you have coming out of the game, either on what you learned different about Ohio State that you didn't already know, or is there some feeling coming out of the Penn State game that you think has some, I guess, hang around for the Michigan game? Or is this you put everything in the rearview mirror when you play Michigan and nothing matters going forward?
Well, I think you have to put everything in the rearview mirror this week because it's such a big game against Michigan. And like you said, they're playing their best football of the year. So you've got to put all your focus on this game. This is going to be another tough game this week. I think we knew all along this two-game stretch against Penn State and Michigan was probably going to be the toughest stretch of a regular season. So I think all eyes have to be forward. But I think it was good for this team to face some adversity on Saturday, to have their backs against the wall for a little bit and to have to respond to actually win the game in the fourth quarter, because we just hadn't seen that all year. And I think it's a good wake-up call going into this week against a Michigan team that I think maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago we would have said they're not going to have a chance against Ohio State. Now the way Michigan's been playing, it looks like they can give Ohio State a game. I think it's a good thing for the Buckeyes to be reminded a little bit that they are beatable if they turn the ball over and they make mistakes. And it allows the coaches to drive their points home a little bit harder this week about we've got to be on top of our game. We've got to play our best if we're going to go win the rivalry game this week.
And so I guess when you look at this, Dan, I mean, what do you think has been the biggest change in Michigan? Why do you think that that's happened, that they are playing significantly better now than they were, let's say, you know, when they were struggling with Army and got blown out by Wisconsin?
Well, it seems like they've started to find their groove on offense. Shea Patterson has had his two best games from a passing statistics standpoint of his career in the past 2 weeks. So it seems like they found something there. Josh Gattis maybe took a little while in his first season as offensive coordinator to kind of find a rhythm, but it seems like they've started to click. They've started to find an identity on offense over the past month. Their defense is once again one of the top ranked in the country. So of course, Ohio State fans remember that last year, and it didn't matter last year, but they are statistically one of the best defenses in the country, again, under Don Brown. So I think right now, that the past 3 or 4 games, they've been playing their best football of the year on both sides of the ball. They seem to have confidence. They seem to be in sync where they weren't in those games against Wisconsin and at least in the first half against Penn State. So I think they've started to find a rhythm. I think certainly Ohio State's still a better team in this matchup, a more talented team in this matchup, but I think Michigan will go into this game with some confidence where they're going to feel like they have a chance.
Dan Hope with us from 11 Warriors. Did you learn anything that you didn't already know about Ryan Day and his style when you're kind of in a game where momentum has changed? I know he got ran some conservative plays on third and medium. Did you learn anything different about him being able to fend off and try to regain momentum? I thought he handled himself really well. I thought people's eyes were open a little bit that he wasn't some big swashbuckling coach that was just going to call aggressive plays no matter what. I think he'd built a cushion. He felt his defense was playing well. He was facing a backup quarterback who certainly gave them some fits at times with his running ability. But anything, any insight into Ryan Day in his first real close game as a head coach?
Yeah, I think, you know, we saw some of the same things that maybe we saw from Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel, where getting into a bigger game, we did see some more conservative play calling, more of an emphasis on the run, and particularly the quarterback run. Justin Fields ran the ball a lot more than he had in any previous game. So we did see him go to some of those things. But I think the most important thing was this was the first time we saw Ryan Day in a situation where it looked like the game could get away from them. When Penn State scored 17 points in a row, you know, there was at least a feeling in my mind that is Ohio State going to collapse here? Are they not going to be able to respond to this? Because we hadn't seen them in that situation, and they did. They did respond. They did what they needed to do. I know Ryan Day talked about it, that I think it was after the second fumble they had in the third quarter that he brought the team together, both the offense and the defense, which is something they typically don't do. And he gathered them together for a speech to kind of explain to them, hey, we've got to respond from this. And they did. So I think that says a lot about Ryan Day, that he is capable of handling that situation, which is very important because he's certainly going to face more of them down the stretch here.
No, absolutely. Well, we're talking with Dan Hope covering OSU football for 11 Warriors on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And, you know, Dan, as you watch this game, Ohio State playing Penn State on Saturday, they end up winning by 11. They're up by 21 at one point. Is there anything that came out of that game that you are concerned with that you think could be an issue? Is that was the closest or most contested game they've had all season?
Nothing that's a major concern. Obviously, I'm sure turnovers are going to be a huge point of emphasis for the Buckeyes this week, making sure that doesn't happen. But I don't see that as something that's going to be a recurring issue. I do think one thing we've seen, and we saw it with when Penn State put their backup quarterback into the game, that I do think they've had a little bit of issues with the quarterback run, especially here the last few weeks. I think that's something that's given their defense some problems when their defense really hasn't had many problems this year. So I think that's one thing they need to work on, but I think teams are going to look to exploit if they don't sharpen up in that area. But overall, there's nothing that I take away as a major concern from this game. I think Penn State was the best football team they played all year. I think at some point they were bound to play a close game. And when you look at it, even with a sloppy game in which they had turnovers that really allowed Penn State back into the game, they still won by 11 points over a top 10 team. So nothing that's a major concern. I think it just drives home the point that when you get into these potential college football playoff games, if you fumble the ball away three times like that, you're probably not going to win.
Any feeling on Justin Fields health-wise coming out of that game with his hand and his ankle?
Everything seems to be fine based on what Ryan Day said after the game. You can never know for sure, but you know, I think he's a tough guy. I think he's one of those guys that he's really gonna have to have a significant injury to not get right back out there and play. So I think everything's fine. Certainly, anytime you have one of those scares, everybody's got to hold their breath a little bit, and you know, there could be more. But overall, it seems like everything's going to be okay there.
Does the line feel right to you, 9.5? Does that sound right to you?
You know, it's a little bit lower than I expected, but the more I think about it, I do think it's about right because it is a rivalry game. We know anything can happen in a game like this. Michigan hasn't lost at home since its 2017 loss to Ohio State. So going on the road, this is the first ranked team Ohio State's going to play on the road all year. So this is another test. I think it might even be a tougher test than they saw this past weekend against Penn State. So I thought the line was going to be a little higher, somewhere in the double digits, but I do think it makes sense. I do think that this is going to be a competitive game.
All right, Dan. Well done. Great to have the early visit with you on the game. Take care. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.